Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Coaching Conversation. I'm Graham Wiley, and I've been coaching business leaders for the last two decades. In this series, we're going to explore some of the things I've seen and learned in that two decades, and hopefully help you see how you can become more focused, more effective, and hopefully happier in your life. So, it's now time to sit back, relax, and enjoy The Coaching Conversation. Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Coaching Conversation. My subject for today is the thorny issue of work-life balance. That's become something of a very current topic given the return to work following the COVID pandemic and various lockdowns. And just what is work-life balance? And in simple terms, it's getting both ends of that equation right. The work is being done, and you have a life outside of work that you're happy with. And the truth is, that's different for everybody. It's also going to change over time. As people's personal circumstances change, so will the need for work-life balance. One of the obvious examples is having a family. As a single person or as a married couple with no children, suddenly finding yourself with a family puts time pressures that weren't there before. And as you also move on through your life, perhaps as you move towards the end of your career, you may find that you're looking to develop more outdoor or outside interests so that you can move towards retirement with things to do that you're going to enjoy to do that you're involved in rather than just come to a crashing halt at the end of your career. And you can imagine in between those two examples, how people's desires and need for a different work-life balance would evolve over time. Therefore, it's not possible to say work-life balance looks like this, because it's what you want it to be at that moment in time. Work-life balance is unbalanced if either of those aspects aren't working for you. So if your career is unrewarding and you're unable to stay on top of the work, that's not right. If you're overworking and unable to get other things of interest into your life, that's not right. And so it's a matter of setting parameters for yourself and deciding what it is you would like to see by way of the blend between home and work. Now, if we just focus on the not working at work bit, the I'm overworked, it's not working, I can't cope. That is usually a symptom, particularly in senior people, of other problems. It's usually a symptom of not effective delegation, usually a symptom of ineffective time management. It could well be that you haven't got the quality of team beneath you that you need. And it could be that you've not learned to manage your boss more effectively and use the word no sometimes. Equally, within the work-life balance spectrum, the kinds of influences that arise that drive an imbalance can themselves be very temporary. It could just be a peak workload for a seasonality issue or a particular project that have just come and just overwhelmed you for a short period of time or a limited period of time. And so getting to understand where the imbalance is and what's driving it will in turn give clues as to what you can do to restore some balance. Now, it's not uncommon for very senior people to delude themselves that it'll be all right eventually. This is just a peak. This is just a one-off. It'll be okay in a month's time, 2 months' time, whatever. And then you get 2 months down the road and there's another peak and another peak and another peak. So you've also got to be really honest with yourself about whether or not this is a peak. If you identify what the problem is, and let's call it delegation, working through delegation can be very, very, very effective, provided you're a good delegator, provided the people that you're delegating to are capable. If the issue is about time management, that is usually about self-discipline. That is usually about prioritizing the work that you are going to do and when you're going to do it. And not everything is important and not everything is urgent. And understanding which of those are true are where you should put your immediate focus and time. If you're also struggling with team members, it may just be you've got to face into the fact that they need to be changed. Now, that change could be train them. That change could be hire some more. That change could be get ones with skills that actually can do what you need to get done. The problem with out-of-balance work-life balance is it can be addictive as well. You can get into this rut. You can get into this is how I do things, this is how I've got on. I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't worked like this. And that's a lie, that's a delusion. But it's easily adopted as a delusion. You can believe it, I can assure you. The other thing about work-life balance in terms of correcting it is other people need to buy into what you're doing as well. I don't mean you need to tell them that you've got a work-life balance problem, but I mean as you start to work through the issues and you start to change your working profile, the way you do things, other people have to adjust too. So if you are going to be not the first person in the office, someone else is going to have to be the first person in the office, and likewise the last person. If you're not going to be the person everybody comes to for every answer, for every decision, someone else is going to have to pick that responsibility up. And so it's a team game as much as anything else, albeit they might not realise that's what you're doing. Work-life balance is also something that I think most people would say they've not got right. And therefore, it is usually something that you can work on to improve. And it depends on how serious the imbalance is as to how much you need to do. Work-life balance, therefore, is something that you need to understand and you need to explore. It's not that life is out of balance. It's that you're not doing things correctly to keep them in balance. One of the most successful managers of time, one of the most successful managers of a work-life balance I've ever met, is a chap I coached for about 4 years. And he was a business leader. He ran an organization, still does. And he was absolutely the boss. He was absolutely the person with whom the buck stopped. However, he was extremely self-disciplined about not being in the office before 9 o'clock and not being in the office after 6. He was extremely self-disciplined about having other things that he did. And these were usually sport related. So he was a badminton player, a squash player, a cycle rider. And he was absolutely resolute, absolutely determined that those rules didn't get broken. And what happened, as you would expect, is that the people around him worked out that's how stuff gets done around here. If you want to speak to him, if you want to converse with him about anything, if you need access to him, the hours that he's available are very clear to you, and he's not available outside of those hours. Now, there are other people who would say, that's not realistic for me. My operation goes on 24/7. I need to be available, or I've got an organisation that's global. There are time differences. I have to be available when other people are getting up and I'm supposed to be going to bed. All that stuff can go on. But there are limits you can put to that. There are restrictions you can put to that. It doesn't have to be every day. It can only be under certain circumstances. It can be as a last resort, for example. Or it can be by prior arrangement. So in the end, work-life balance is what you choose it to be. And be prepared to be determined to make it happen. And if it is that you are with an imbalance in your work-life balance, it's for you to change that. And that's where the clue lies. Change. Change what you do. Change the delegation. Change the team. Change the expectation. Change the rules. If you leave them the same, hey presto, you're going to get the same result. Work-life balance, therefore, is in your hands. So, there you have it, the latest edition of The Coaching Conversation. I hope you found it interesting. I hope you found it useful. You can find out more about our coaching programs at theexecutivemindset.co.uk. If you want to reach out, you can send me an email at theexecutivemindset@sagegreen.com. You can book a free 30-minute session at theexecutivemindset.co.uk, which will give you a really good feel for how coaching could help you. And if you've really enjoyed the session, do please rate us, do please give us a review. And nothing more for me to say other than see you next time.